The Red Cross initially reported Kommler as missing, but this was later changed to dead upon the testimony of a relative. The one common denominator regarding Kommler's various death reports was that he was last seen in north-central Czechoslovakia, in close proximity to the Wenceslaus mine and the bell. Despite the lack of a body, no effort appeared to have been taken to establish the truth of Kommler's death, and, unlike his superior, Bormann, Kommler was not tried in absentia at Nuremberg. Kommler was not alone in his escape. Dozens of high-ranking former SS or party members simply disappeared. Many of them were associated with advanced technology programs. Did Kommler and his cohorts escape with weapons plans for the Amazing Bell Project? Whoever controlled such secret technology was certainly in a strong position to strike a deal with one of the Allied nations. With secret projects in the hands of the fanatical SS, and with factories and research facilities scattered over and under the countryside, it is entirely conceivable that saucers, uranium weapons, the Bell, and other exotic technologies could have been developed without the knowledge of anyone except Himmler, Bormann, and Kommler. The high-profile Himmler had been taken out of the loop as far back as 1943. The fates of Bormann and Kommler remain unproven. The evidence is strong enough to suggest collusion at the highest levels between the United States and Nazi Germany governments, and that collusion extends down to those within U-234, its officers, crew, and passengers, and has been maintained by powerful parties with vested interests on both sides of the Atlantic ever since, stated Heydrich. If the highest circles of America's ruling elite indeed obtained Nazi super science in the wake of World War II, it came with a price, one these pre-war, pro-Nazi sympathizers were willing to accept. When American authorities realized the alternative and non-linear physics within Nazi science, they knew it was beyond the frame of reference of most U.S. scientists, which is why they recruited so many Germans and brought them to America. The trouble was, recounted one government insider, when the Americans took it all home with them, they found, too late, that it came infected with a virus. You take the science on, you take on aspects of the ideology as well. The intense interest of the Nazi leadership in occult or hidden subjects, from ancient artifacts to legends of prehistorical high-tech super races, is well documented. Toward the end of the war, their acquisition of super science may have been matched by the recovery of an amazing and precious treasure.